Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Liberty Mutual.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Ukraine is getting its first Western battle tanks. Germany made the announcement today. It's sending two Leopard 2 tanks, and the U.S. is expected to follow suit with M1 Abrams. Correspondent Deborah Pata is in Kharkiv.
Western tanks have long been at the top of Kyiv's wish list. An armored fist to punch through Russian lines and retake territory. For Ukrainians fighting on the freezing front lines, they can't come soon enough. Their armor is no match for Russian tanks, says Bogdan of the 24th Mechanized Brigade.
It's very good for us.
A powerful tornado has left a trail of destruction near Houston.
It was really windy. You could hear the wind, but I did walk out while I think it had just passed. And this is the whiteout rain they're talking about.
More than 14 twisters have been reported along the Gulf Coast. Correspondent Janet Shamlian.
That is the sound of chainsaws and power tools here in the community of Deer Park, Texas. I'm standing in a strip center with a Little Caesars Pizza, a UPS store, a Kolache store. All of them have the windows broken, debris all over the parking lot. The owners now looking and assessing the damage.
No reports of death or serious injuries. New York City is expecting its first snow of the season today. Police in Yakima, Washington say they don't know why a 21-year-old walked into a convenience store, shot and killed two people before he killed another person in a car outside. Police Chief Matthew Murray.
We get a 911 call that says that the suspect had borrowed a woman's phone. He then called his mother, and he made several incriminating statements, including, "I killed those people."
The suspect shot and killed himself. About 1,000 people attended a candlelight vigil near L.A. last night to honor the 11 killed in a shooting at a dance club. Yet Saguchi used to live in Monterey Park.
We're saddened that this something like this happened. We're here because we want the community to come together and mourn together.
Her attorney will make first public remarks today on the teacher shot by her 6-year-old student in Virginia. The Newport News School Board is scheduled to vote today on dismissing the district superintendent. It's not just dogs that can sniff out dangerous diseases in humans. CBS's Vicky Barker explains.
Ants have among the most highly developed senses of smell on the planet. And now French and German researchers have trained them to detect traces of cancer. More research is needed, but it could lead to a new way to diagnose cancer much earlier and without invasive biopsies or blood tests.
S&P futures down 30. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Governor Evers wants $2 billion in new spending for public schools and recruiting new teachers in Wisconsin.
Doing what's best for our kids has always been what's best for our state, and today we can afford to do more.
Evers gave his fifth State of the State speech last night, calling for spending increases to fight mental illness and PFAS contamination. He also wants more investment in Wisconsin's job market. Republicans who control the legislature say most of Evers' proposals won't get passed. TikTok is now banned on all University of Wisconsin system devices. Security experts say the popular social media app is risky for privacy and safety reasons. In sports, the Bucks host Denver tonight. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marcus Ann and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Markazan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Connor. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
All right, good to hear, man. You know, there's a little snow falling. And
a little?
Yes, yeah, not a lot of snow, man. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, you look at it, the flakes are real small. It's starting to accumulate some, but it's, you know, it's not like you're expecting a blizzard. And I don't know what they're talking about here in Waukesha. You know, but it doesn't look like you're talking about huge numbers of snow. Inches, you know, maybe several inches at the most. But it was a little slippery coming in. But other than that, man, the roads are pretty good. So, you know, we can't act like we haven't driven in snow before, man. I know we haven't had much this year. But it's not so bad anyway.
Yeah, it isn't.
Yeah, you know, anyway, man, I got a lot to talk about, believe it or not, as always. And I want to begin, you know, with Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. I'm only going to be on this for a moment. Here's... You know, what I don't understand, and, you know, phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You know, Aaron Rodgers, and this is on the Packers brass, it is absolutely unforgivable that they made a decision to pay Aaron Rodgers almost, you know, I mean, $150 million to a guy 38 years old playing pro football. And everybody celebrated that they brought him back. Well, he had won two MVPs in a row. And so after all, we love Aaron. We love you, Aaron, is what you always hear people say. We love you. And how in the world can anybody justify? And, you know, the Packers are always looked at as one of the best organizations in the entire sports world, not just football. But how can anyone justify that the Packers were going to owe or are going to owe Aaron Rodgers at 39 or 40 years old, $60 million next year. How did somebody sit down and sign a contract to pay Aaron Rodgers $60 million next year? There's nobody in this listening audience or anywhere else that can justify having saddled the team with a $60 million death sentence for Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I understand at the time people were worried about Aaron not coming back. We love you, Aaron, about Aaron not coming back. But $60 million, and this was all hailed as great news at the time of the signing. And I don't think anybody really focused on, okay, we for sure they wanted him back this year, this past season, because he had just won consecutive, MVPs. But now you get to stop and look at what these people have done. $60 million for a 39-year-old guy next season. We love you, Aaron. Yeah, is the refrain. And so the management of the Packers knuckle under to the "We love you, Aaron" crowd, and really put the Packers in a horrible, horrible situation. Because anybody who watched the Packers this past season noticed that Aaron Rodgers, you know, is not the same guy he was 2 years ago. Come on. None of us, as we age, are going to continue to beat Father Time. Tom Brady has done a great job of defeating Father Time for a moment. Or not defeating Father Time, but at least having a respite and holding Father Time in abeyance. But anybody who watched him this season saw that Father Time is going to be the winner, as he always is. And again, $60 million for 1 year for Aaron. That "we love you, Aaron" crowd, who kind of put the pressure on the Packers to do what they did. The Packers now realize, and I'm hearing them say, "We don't have $60 million to pay Aaron next year." Oh, you don't? No kidding. You marshaled this, you did the best you could to sacrifice other parts of the team to pay him $50 million this last year. You know, and there's no way possible a $60 million price tag that you can justify bringing him back. The other part of it is, you know, whether he wants to come back or not is immaterial. You can't bring him back. You don't have $60 million that you're going to be able to, again, waste on a guy like Aaron Rodgers, no matter how much "We love you, Aaron" crowd is going to be frustrated and say the things that they say. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, only for this first segment of the show. Wondering what your thoughts are. You know, season's over. I'm listening to Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron clearly knows the chances of the Packers ponying up $60 million to him aren't going to happen. The problem is that the Packers have forced themselves into a corner because even if they traded Aaron Rodgers, they're going to have to eat a portion of that $60 million contract because nobody's going to accept bringing in a guy almost 40 years old and paying him $60 million, no matter if he was the MVP 2 years prior or if he was God in a football uniform. Not going to happen. But that's what, you know, the Packers have done, and they were forced to do it again, mainly because of the We Love You Aaron crowd. Now, and I know it's early on, and I'm listening to Aaron. Well, I don't know if I really want to come back and, you know, I don't know if I want to play football anymore. Come on, man. $60 million on the table. And a young man in life at 40 can add on another $60 million to his portfolio once in a lifetime. He's coming back. Even if he could only crawl, he's coming back, and he's going to play another year of football, maybe two. No telling where it's going to be, but clearly it's not going to be in Green Bay. Clearly it's not going to be at $60 million. This is still just, you know, amazing and mind-boggling to me. You know, he'll be the highest paid quarterback in football. And clearly he is nowhere near the best quarterback in football anymore. He's so far removed from that, the guys who signed that contract ought to be fired. But again, they did not want to deal with the fallout of the We Love You, Aaron crowd. Packers are now in a tough situation. And I wonder if the people are going to hold them accountable for having put the team, which has always been pretty fiscally solvent prior to the decisions that were made last year to make sure that they kept Aaron Rodgers around that last, supposedly the next 3 years, the next 2 years. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You can join us. We'll be right back.
Curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies today with snow likely. Highs around 32. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tonight. Chance for snow showers, lows level off around 26. Chance of snow showers again tomorrow. Highs level off around 29. Cloudy skies expected. 2 to 4 inches of snow today through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let me appeal to you. This is Ted Cruz on yesterday. Fox News business hour with, you know, Kudlow. Cruz took aim at Biden during a Tuesday appearance on the Fox Business show, Kudlow, suggesting that the president may be guilty of major crimes by keeping the documents and demanding the FBI search the properties of his son, Hunter, to find more. The FBI needs to search the residences of Hunter Biden and any business offices Hunter Biden to determine if there are classified materials there, Cruz said. If these classified materials in particular implicate Burisma, Ukraine, Communist China, payments going to Hunter Biden or Joe Biden's brother or the Biden family, he continued, then this shifts from a political problem to a very serious problem of criminal liability and major crimes. Cruz was, and so we've heard the Republicans refrain over the last several weeks as some of these documents were found in Joe Biden's possession. And it is the most damaging thing that has ever happened. He's a criminal, has been the refrain from Republicans. We must get to the bottom of it. This is done too easy. We need to have an investigation, has been the refrain and the cry. The president of the United States did something as egregious as anything that has ever happened in the nation's history. He has endangered our nation. The cry and the refrain has been from Republicans. But something happened yesterday while Senator Cruz was bemoaning what Joe Biden has done and how criminal he has been in having these documents in his possession. Guess what? They found out former vice president, the recent former vice president, Mike Pence, they found documents in his possession. So just to show you what we're dealing with when you're talking about Republicans, Cruz was then asked about the Pence fine. The senator protested that it was too early to pass similar judgment on the former vice president. What? Huh? Too early? The very same thing that he just got through crucifying and vilifying President Joe Biden for having done? And they find out Mike Pence has done the exact same thing from the exact same position, vice president and not president? They lamented constantly, the Republicans. Well, at least Donald Trump was the president. He had a right to. But Mike Pence was the vice president. I'll see if they'll say that exact same thing. We know they won't. He said that Pence was a good friend and insisted that his situation was very different from Biden's, despite both men apparently keeping classified documents after serving as vice president. So what made it different, Senator Cruz? Well, Mike Pence is a friend of mine. Oh. Now I understand. Justice and righteousness is used only for those that aren't your friends. The Mike Pence story, it's still early, Cruz said. You know, Mike Pence, he's a good friend. He's a good man. He's explained where these came from. That was a mistake, but there's no reason to think this was anything but inadvertent. Oh. Why? What's the difference, Senator Cruz? Well, Mike's a good man. He's a friend. And so I don't think we need to go after him. This is very different from what Joe Biden has done, he added. Biden has given zero explanation how these classified documents got there, and in particular, he has given no explanation as to how the documents, were there from the time of his time in the Senate. Cruz was called out for the comments on social media a short time later, with some accusing the Texas Republican of hypocrisy. What is the definition of hypocrisy? What is the definition of hypocrisy? Different standards for the same offense. This is what he's done. He's not alone. He won't be the only one excusing away Mike Pence. Every Republican, including those in this audience, are going to be excusing the fact that Mike Pence has those documents himself in his possession. I guarantee you, not one Republican who's listening is going to call here and say that Mike Pence and what he did is equivalent to what then Vice President Joe Biden did. Not one. So when you talk about hypocrisy, come on, man. Come on. Ted Cruz, in the middle of his tirade, was caught red-handed in his lie. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Ukraine's president says he's grateful Germany will send tanks in to help fight the war with Russia. The U.S. is expected to follow suit. The BBC's James Waterhouse from Kyiv.
They will ask for fighter jets, no doubt, in the future. The West will probably be hesitant, but you can't now rule it out. Such has been the diplomatic success of Ukraine's government on that front.
They're assessing the damage near Houston after a tornado tore through. CBS's Janet Shamlian.
Schools in this community, Deer Park, will be closed today. That's a function of the power outages and the road closures here. And the Weather Service will be on the ground looking at the damage to determine the strength of the tornado.
Vice President Harris meets with families of victims of the dance club shooting in Monterey Park, California today. Last night, a vigil. Yet Saguchi grew up there.
We were shocked, but we're proud of the way the community has reacted and just have come here to support the families.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Governor Evers wants to boost spending for public schools by $2 billion, raise mental health care spending to $500 million, and invest more money in Wisconsin's job market.
And not because anyone wants to make government bigger, but because Wisconsinites want a government that works and works better.
Evers gave his State of the State speech last night. Republicans say most of Evers' proposals won't get far. Hundreds of people who work at Energizer battery factories in Portage and Fenimore are worried about their jobs. Their unions say the company plans to move operations to North Carolina and England. The unions say the Wisconsin factories might close in a year or two. In sports, the Bucks host Denver tonight. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
What are the governor's priorities for Wisconsin? Tony Evers will lay out his second-term plans during his State of the State address January 24th. You can hear it live on your local civic media radio station. Will abortion rights, Medicaid expansion, and legalizing marijuana be the top issues? Your favorite hosts also provide insight by breaking down the governor's address. The State of the State address live Tuesday, January 24th at 7 p.m. here on your local civic media radio station, streaming on the civic media app.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. We're excited about our new and still growing civic media network of radio stations, and we're doing something big to celebrate. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Save the date tomorrow. January 26th, you'll be able to fill out an application for a Piece of Our giveaway and your chance to work with Civic Media sales team to create a radio advertising campaign promoting your business across our network for free. The $1 million advertising giveaway starts at 9 a.m. tomorrow only on January 26th. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. And that's the only day that we're going to do this. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and be part of the conversation happening there. Some rules apply. For details of our on our website, civicmedia.us/million. And be sure to let everyone know you heard about the $1 million advertising giveaway on the Earl Ingram Show. Before we go to the phone lines, I was talking about Ted Cruz and the kind of a hypocrite he is. You know, that was a time when if you were a hypocrite, you tried to cover that up. You didn't want to. It wasn't something you would be proud to be called, right? Who would love for somebody to say to you that you're really a bald-faced liar? You're a person who is willing to compromise truth. That's what a hypocrite is. So before we go to the phone lines again, Ted Cruz was pontificating about Joe Biden and what should be done about, you know, him and his having these documents illegally, and his son should basically be drawn and quartered, and everything that he owns, they need to basically, you know, check out his underwear to see if whether or not he's got some illegal documents in his underwear. Well, not quite that bad. But anyway, you know, you get the drift. He's a criminal. And in the midst of that, it turns out that former Vice President Mike Pence got the same thing at his home. But Ted Cruz wants to explain away that. So let me do this. Joe Walsh, a former Republican congressman and 2020 presidential candidate, Republican, he's talking about Ted Cruz. Can I just say that Ted Cruz sucks? This is coming from a Republican, and he can say that not just about Ted Cruz, but for every other Republican who will take the same tack with this as Ted Cruz, including those in this listening audience. He doesn't have the honesty, the decency, nor the fair-mindedness to simply say it was wrong for Biden to have classified docs at home, and it was wrong for Pence to have classified docs at home, and leave it at that. That's what should happen, and that's how, you know, you can have respect for people who have principles. But people who won't say that or move in that direction are people who are hypocrites, who lack principles. That's true. And the phone line's open at 844-967-2789. Prove the statement that I just made to be erroneous. Prove it. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man? You got any classified documents?
Hey,
you got any classified documents hiding anywhere?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. You never know. You know, if someone plants some on me, I guess I do. First off, if we the people are the government, ultimately, we must never forget that. That includes everyone, Republicans, Democrats, every minority group that's out there. We are all the government. Second is, this is, remember this phrase, if Republicans are spewing it, they're doing it, because that's the bottom line. Everything they say, I mean, these guys are imaginative, too. They have good imaginations, because they'll say something that the Democrats are doing, and then 6 months later, you find out that they just did it. You know, the Democrats, you know, oh, they're pedophiles. Oh, 6 months later, here comes out a thing about some Republican that's, you know, diddling some kid. I mean, it's just they are, whatever they say, the Democratic Party ought to come back and say, you know what, if they're spewing it, they're doing it.
Hey, Tom,
and that's
see,
the bottom line.
You see how silent they are?
Yeah, where are they? Where's DJ?
Hey, man, come on.
Where's Dave?
Hey,
where's Blue?
Man, come on, man.
They never call in on that. You know, just like yesterday, you know, and yes, Dave, I respect you as well. But Dave was talking about California and how we have a government. First of all, California is the largest state in the whole union. And I'm sorry, we're a little bit different than all the other states that are out there. We have 10 million people in L.A. County alone. I'm surprised we don't have more, you know, problems with all the guns that we're so washed in. But the thing is, the guns are out there already, Dave, so therefore you're not going to, you know, be able to stop some of these shootings and things like that unless you, you know, go and ban the weapons of war and try to get them.
So,
and the other thing, too, is Dave was talking last night, yesterday, about firing squads and cutting off hands, and he calls himself a Christian. I'm so confused with these guys because the Christian, the Jesus that I knew said, turn the other cheek. The Jesus I knew actually was crucified because of capital punishment, and he wasn't guilty.
So, Tom,
I'm confused.
You know, I really want to focus on the fact that the Republicans, that this came out in mid-sentence while Ted Cruz was crucifying President Joe Biden for having documents. Yeah. And then in the middle of the sentence, he finds out that, and Donald Trump said the exact same thing, Mike Pence is a good guy. He's never done anything wrong in his life. Leave Mike Pence alone. What are you talking about?
You see what the media has done. The media has already moved over away from Donald Trump in terms of what he actually did, and now they're trying to make the comparison between Joe Biden and Mike Pence.
So, Tom, hang on, Tom.
Which is probably a fair comparison.
I know, but hold on. We got CJ on the line. We've conjured him up.
Oh, good. Hey, CJ.
CJ, good morning. You're the one guy, at least with the courage, to attempt to try to explain the unexplainable, but go ahead.
Well, the mere fact that the president knew about this and his administration.
What?
6 days before the midterms that he had these
documents. No, we're talking about the fact. We're talking about the fact that Mike Pence, the former vice president of the United States, you have been, just like other Republicans, condemning Joe Biden. What do you say about Mike Pence now having been found with those documents? What do you say?
That's been handled differently. That's the point.
What do you mean? Well, how's it been handled differently?
The way the Department of Justice has been notified, the way the administration...
What are you talking about?
Conveniently... See, Earl, you want to conveniently not mention that this administration buried this before the midterms, knowingly
I'm going to cut you off because I'm not going to have
you
turn this around. I ask you to deal with the fact that Mike Pence has just been exposed for having documents that he shouldn't have. What are your thoughts?
But Joe Biden had him as senator, Earl. Joe Biden as senator had him. He's not supposed to leave the KIPP. But the president, the vice president, doesn't have the coverage yet. The investigations will continue on. But you want to just avoid the facts about this president and...
Hey, CJ. I'm not going. Listen, man. This is why I cut you off, because there's no other talk show host anywhere in the country will allow somebody to change the subject that they're talking about. And so you're the guy changing the subject. The issue is the fact that Mike Pence has been found to have these documents. And what are your thoughts? Instead of you addressing that, You want to change the subject. Tom,
because you
Tom,
want to avoid.
Tom, you got anything you want to say to him before I cut him off?
Being accountable.
Tom, go ahead.
CJ, could you just do one thing and just focus on the question that's ever asked you and just answer the question? Because the answer to the question, what Earl's asking you, is very, very simple. And I don't understand why it is that, you know, again, I will say it, if the Republicans, or I'm going to call them the hypocritical party, the Republicans are spewing it, you can bet that they're doing it. Thank you, Earl.
All right, thank you. Let me say to you, CJ, you know, you called and you did what you always have done. And because there is no answer to this other than, you know, if we're saying that Joe Biden has done a criminal act, then clearly if Mike Pence is in possession of these things, which he has equally done a criminal act. Anything other than that is a hypocrite. And I don't care how you attempt to bend and twist, you know, your response, anything short of saying that Mike Pence should be handled in the same manner as President Joe Biden, because, you know, he was vice president at the time. And so, you know, that's the only answer to that. I don't care how you want to twist and turn. It shows the hypocrisy. Again, if my straight up answer would be to any of that, whether it was Democrat, Republican, whoever, if they did the exact same thing, they should be held to the exact same standard. But you don't have that in you. You don't have that in you. The only thing you have in you is to switch it to something else. Yeah, and that's why I can't have any further conversation with you on this. Thank you very much for your call. You know, it is, again, more than unnerving to watch people who know that there's a right and a wrong in this, but who won't do that. How can you be trusted in any conversation? Yeah, I'll just tell you straight up. Maybe it's because the way I live my life. CJ, maybe you and others live your life in a different manner. I live my life according to principles. Do I expect everybody else to do that? Yeah, I do, but it's not always that case. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back. 844.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Plenty
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Snow likely this afternoon, otherwise overcast. Highs around 32, winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast tonight, chance of snow showers, lows dip down to about 26. Chance of snow showers tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 29. Cloudy skies expected. 2 to 4 inches of snow today through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, this is Jesse Waters, who is a commentator for Fox News on a show called The Five. And when he found out about Pence having these documents, Jesse Waters is bummed. Jesse Waters said Mike Pence also had documents. Now we have to show both sides. You know, I mean, Pence, seriously, we have this great thing going with Joe Biden. Yeah, and he just ruined it, is what Gutfield said. Janet Pirro, another conservative, said he did. Waters, come on, man. Gutfield, now what are we going to do? Because what they've been doing is clearly vilifying President Joe Biden, and they created the last couple weeks, their shows have been centered around vilifying Joe Biden for the documents. And now that they've found out that Pence has done the exact same thing, they've been exposed as hypocrites. So Waters seemed disappointed that Pence didn't engage in criminal behavior by not trying to hide the evidence. I mean, he could have just destroyed it. We never would have known, Waters suggested. Gutfield pointed out that Pence's honesty created another problem for the Fox News network. And we have to be fair and balanced on and show both sides, he said. Waters chimed in, I know. Now we have to show both sides. And you know, Pence is so clean, squeaky clean. It's nothing like the real bad documents that Joe Biden was squirreling away. Gutfield then wondered if Pence reported the documents just so people wouldn't forget him. Do you think he just wanted to be included? He asked rhetorically. Hey, he's like, hey, I'm running for president too. Investigate me. You know, I looked at some secret stuff too. Again, it's not funny. It exposes the hypocrisy of these people. And I don't know, you know, shouldn't at some point when you support things, shouldn't it be based at the root of them on right and wrong? Shouldn't that standard be the first standard of all of these things? I don't think I'm a special person. I don't. But I can tell you, the things that I support are based on right and wrong. Not left and right. Not blue and red. Not Democrat and Republican. Not black and white. It's based on what is right. And right has no color. It's not a D. It's not an R. We We know what's right and what's wrong. And how do you, in the face of knowing that, just kick right to the curb and deal with wrong? Because, well, you know, I'm a conservative, and I got my chest poked out, and because, you know, this is what we conservatives believe. Oh, okay. Yeah. Never mind right. I don't know how you can live in a world where you and I want to make sure that our children understand the difference between right and wrong. But as adults, that doesn't even come into play. You know what that makes you? A hypocrite. If right and wrong doesn't come into the equation at all, you know, you really don't have anything worth listening to. You don't. You're not even worth the time of trying to have a dialogue and a conversation with you if your views aren't based on what's right and what's wrong. Again, I don't think I'm anybody special. But if I'm, you know, hearing and listening as much as I do to many people on the right who know the difference, and want to debate and argue against right and put wrong up against right and argue from a position that we know is wrong and they know is wrong. I don't understand that. I don't know where you got that from. I hope and pray that you don't teach young people that, because if you do, the future of this nation is in jeopardy. I can understand that after you and my generation leaves here with all of this wrongheadedness, hopefully it'll be buried with us, this way of thinking. I pray that that will be buried with my generation, and that after we're gone, right-thinking people will inhabit this planet and do what's best for everybody. I really do. Can you imagine living in a world where justice prevails and where people work hard to be right, to do right? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine how nice that would be? It's possible. Some of you may say, well, yeah, if you remove the Republicans. Oh, that's just a mild attempt at humor. Don't take it, you know, for anything other than a mild attempt at humor. But listen, try to base things on right and justice. This is a prime example. This is no big deal, but we can't even get that right. You're looking at this, you know, Mike Pence received the same kind of scrutiny that Joe Biden has, but you can't bring yourself to even have that discussion. You can't. Now you got to figure out a way to try to twist it. Come on, man. Maybe you need to look long and hard in the mirror. And kind of who is that that said, if you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change? I'm starting with the man in the mirror. A great philosopher. What's his name? Michael Jackson?
Yeah, Michael.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222. Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.